WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock and Hunter.
Yeah.
This is about stretching time. Okay.
There you go.
Feels good. Stretch it out. It
especially when you're old.
Yeah. Every time, I'm just like, oh, this is it. This is the life right here.
You know. I think you can tell how old you're getting by how long you have to stretch.
Yeah. Mine's at least an hour a day. At least.
Oh, yeah.
Still hurts.
Freaking, man. Freaking.
Still hurts. Oil can. Hey, we're just about out of time here. We got what we learned on the show coming up, but right now it is time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for a Tuesday. And this is an interesting one, man, because I thought zombies were relatively new, a new thing, but the ancient Greeks were afraid of zombies, so they buried some people underneath heavy rocks with stakes in their hearts.
Wow. Really taking it to the extreme there.
Yeah. And how would you feel like of being the family members of the person like, all right, this guy's got zombie written all over him. We're going to put a stake in his heart. And so, well, hey, you didn't put a stake in that guy's heart. Well,
hey, here's one thing I'm going to make an observation on, all right? What a time we're living in. And I love this time because now if there's something going on, you can kind of Google it and figure out everything around it. Where if we were back in the day, it's like, okay, everybody believes this, so it must be true.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like a part of the time at that, like, you know.
I look at it more of how little we've actually changed, though, when you think about it. Because, I mean, there's people out there that, no joke, have, like, zombie apocalypse, like, game plans. You know what I mean?
You know, I guess you're not wrong.
Right?
I guess even with Google.
Yeah.
People are still like, oh, yeah, no, they're coming.
I remember watching this show, and this was a while ago, and I can't remember what it was called, but anyway, it was like, it was almost like this doomsday preppers, and they went to all these different people who had different, like, thought, and I remember there was this one trucker, and him and his wife, you know, had this setup, so, like, he drove to make money, but then also, like, their truck served as, like, a, like, bug-out vehicle that they had.
Yeah.
And, dude, he was so...
Take it very seriously,
but
too.
Here's what's crazy about this, and I'll never forget this, because I was like, are you serious? This guy was so convinced, and he had his wife convinced, that at some point society is going to crumble in their lifetime, that she was only taking half of her cancer medication because they needed to ration it for when society collapsed. And I was like, dude, what? Give your wife her medicine. Like, it was nuts. And so you think that, hey, we're smarter than the people back in the day, but I don't know if we are.
Ah, some people aren't.
Right?
Some of us have not evolved. That's very true.
We're going the wrong way.
It's one of those situations, the apocalypse thing, when I first heard it. I was like, ah, you know, much like the flat earth thing. When I first heard it, I'm like, eh, this is funny, dude. This is fun. And then you realize, oh, my God, there's people that, no, this is serious?
There's
people
are really Facebook groups.
What?
Yeah.
No. But it's true.
Yeah. So maybe ancient Greeks putting stakes in people's hearts and burying them under rocks doesn't seem that crazy. You know what I mean?
It's not far off. You're absolutely right on that.
Because we got Karen and Kyle going to their flat earther meetings.
Yep. Thursday nights, man.
With their zombie apocalypse bag saying, oh, this is going to happen.
Bring your MRE.
It's 2022, man. What are we doing? Anyway. There you go. Ancient Greek zombies. There's a movie for you. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. More Rock is